and Queer Waves this week. Taylor can't be with you. I think we might just listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, but only for another hour and a half. Don't worry. Probably by 6 at the latest. It'll stop. And in just a week, it's only a week away, you can hear Queer Waves here on Co-op Austin at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. Yeah, I think so.
Queer Waves is sponsored by the Texas Triangle, your top source each week for gay community news and entertainment throughout the Lone Star State, with offices in Dallas, Houston, and Austin. For over 10 years, the Texas Triangle has been keeping Texas up to date on the nation and keeping the nation up to date on Texas, and we've got over 24 journalism awards to prove it. Plus, the Triangle tells you what's going on, who's coming to town, when the fun starts, where the action is, and why it's all worth your while. You can pick up a free copy at one of over 200 Austin locations, or look us up at txtriangle.com. I'm required to explain to you. I don't remember what they are. So instead, I am going to say that in the unlikely event that somebody like yourself calls up 512-472-KOOP, I'm not actually asking you to do that. There's certainly a possibility that you will be put directly on the air. What you say will be what everyone else hears. That's if you call 472-KOOP. Not necessarily, and you won't necessarily call. I do think that filling in this week for Queer Waves is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, which is normally on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 7. It's not normally on right now, and it's not normally on this Monday from 2 to 4. That's only because it's unusual this Monday from 2 to 4. But we're now, let's stick to right now. If you wanted to skip this show and skip another one, there's also a webpage that has the last, I don't know, bunch of shows. It's at counterfolk.com/last ever. That's all I have to say. And so I'm going to,
And you slam dunk it. I have him do this over and over again. Imagine you take the ball now and you slam dunk it. I have him do this over and over again. Imagine you take the ball now and you slam dunk it. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does slam dunk it. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, ball now and you slam dunk it. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. He creates huge. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it fast slam dunk. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. He creates humorous images. This is different images. But pretty soon, fast slam dunk. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. I have him do this over and over again. Where each time he plays the memory, he does it faster and faster. He creates humorous images. He sees different images. So pretty soon, now, whenever he thinks of it, he starts to smile and laugh. I said, so how do you feel about those failures? He does it faster and faster. He creates humorous images. He sees different images. So pretty soon, now, whenever he thinks of it, he starts to smile and laugh.
Tonight I stand before you to report that America has created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
This is Unit 29.
created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
Is it a crime loving you dear like I do? If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming a lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame, you say you're true, you'll go your way, but I'll always do just the same. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty of loving.
Thank you.
you feel like I do? Is it the price that I'm giving? Is it a thing you? Is it a crime?
Maybe I'm
loving you dear like I do.
Feeling alone
is the crime that I'm giving. Is it a crime that I'm giving?
Maybe I'm
loving you, dreaming of you. What can I do in the lonely night?
What can I say
after I hit the price that I'm giving? You say you're guilty of feeling all your way. But I'm
what can I say?
After I've taken the blame,
love you,
you say
you
like I do.
You go your way.
If
but I'll always feel just the same.
Guilty of loving you.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty of loving.
About when this thing happens here,
не был там.
And it makes it
It'll interrupt, everything will stop. Will it change? Will it change for the better? Will it change for change's sake? Will anything happen? I think if you dial 472-5667, you will make change happen. Okay, it's a bargain between me and the telephone. In 44 seconds time, everything will change.
Can you write it?
Let's see.
Вы можете написать это?
Queer Waves is sponsored by the Texas Triangle, your top source each week for gay community news and entertainment throughout the Lone Star State, with offices in Dallas, Houston, and Austin. For over 10 years, the Texas Triangle has been keeping Texas up to date on the nation and keeping the nation up to date on Texas, and we've got over 24 journalism awards to prove it. Plus, the Triangle tells you what's going on, who's coming to town, when the fun starts, where the action is, and why it's all worth your while. You can pick up a free copy at one of over 200 Austin locations, or look us up at txtriangle.com.
Thank you.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, we can't get fooled again. There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again. There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again. There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
There's a piece of information I need to confirm. That's another reason you need to have a more formal discussion on a regular basis, Marge. Number one, I'm enrolling to obtain an MBA. And number two, I brought 10 years of experience starting when I joined this organization. And I think that's worth quite a bit, too.
I had no idea you were going after a master's. I'm not sure I can do anything for you on the regular basis. But I might be able to do a lot for you in covering the cost of the MBA program. But we'll have to discuss our alternatives some other time. I have to leave for a meeting now.
Don't let her off the hook, but make it easy for her to get the formal assessment I want.
There's an old...
I know you're pressed for time, so let me do this. I'll write my own appraisal. I'll tell you in writing what I feel are my strengths and weaknesses, and then you can react to it instead of having to spend hours compiling it. I'll have it on your desk next Monday, and if it fits your schedule, I'd like to meet with you to review it the following Monday. Is one time more convenient for you than another?
Here are some questions for you to consider. Did Bob profile his audience of one? Did he try to appeal to March's self-interest? How? He did not respond to her cutting comment about his not doing anything special. Should he have? Bob didn't use a lot of questions in this conversation. Of course, it's obvious that his speaking partner had no problem giving feedback. But are there any areas where questions may have helped him get more information on either for this meeting or prior to the next one? One of the first things you do prior to a conversation with anyone or any group you don't know particularly well is to mentally profile that person or persons. It's a lot easier to motivate or persuade someone if you can tailor your conversation to that person's special interests.
The choice is yours.
Even if the individual is a total stranger, or more correctly, especially if that person is a total stranger, you should go through this exercise to prepare you for your conversation. Now run through this list for a business conversation.
The choice is yours.
No trouble converting it to a social situation. As I list these items, think if Bob related to Mark as well as he should have. One, what's the role of your conversational partner in the organization? How far does his or her influence extend?
The choice is yours.
Two, what is his or her relationship to you? Three, is he or she a forceful person or laid back? Four, does he or she relate to a cheerful, dynamic approach or a more somber, relevant approach? Five, are you on a technical level with this person? Do you need to limit the use of jargon? Six, what can you do for this person? Seven, what do you want to happen as a result of this conversation? About the only thing I saw that Bob did wrong in his conversation was to whine in the beginning. He complained that he had been waiting for years for a performance appraisal. Marge, who would seem to have a low tolerance for complaints or challenges, was ready to bite his head off for him.
The choice is yours.
He quickly caught himself and wrecked the conversation. Specifically, Bob appealed to her interest with his enrollment in an MBA program, which was obviously important to her. Also appealed to her interest by offering to create the performance appraisal himself and save her time. Early in the conversation, Marge could have construed Bob's reference
the choice
to
is yours
to
the
understand his role before taking on new challenges as a threat, but his earnest tone of voice largely negated that. Bob probably did the right thing by letting Marge's somewhat nasty comment, "You haven't done anything special,
the choice
go.
Is yours.
Particularly since there will be a follow-up. I have plenty of time to prepare a list of all the things he did that he considered special. Because of Marge's low annoyance
the choice is yours.
He was justified in letting it go. Finally, Bob might have asked a few questions, not necessarily to keep the conversation alive, but to get more information.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on me.
The choice is yours.
Here's Bob do a good job setting himself.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on me.
The choice is yours in the Austin Chronicles 2003-2004
movie. All the persuasion.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on me.
The choice is yours in the Austin Chronicles.
For example, I know two families.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
The choice is yours.
Shame on me.
Car on the spot and raved about the salesperson and the price they received. Based on their
the choice is yours in the Austin Chronicles
2000.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
The choice is yours.
Shame on me.
How could that happen? How could one person's satisfaction be the other's utter dissatisfaction? Well,
the choice is yours in the Austin Chronicles 2003-2004 Music Poll. Through the month of January, the Austin Chronicle is running its annual Austin Music Poll. This is your chance to vote for all of your favorites from Best Live Music Venue and Album of the Year to Austin's Song of the Year and Best Radio Station. It's easy to participate in Music Poll. You can pick up a copy of the Austin Chronicle and fill in the blanks on the Music Poll ballot. Just make sure to mail it in before Thursday, January 29th. Or you may save yourself a stamp and complete the poll online at austinchronicle.com/musicpoll. Winners will be announced at the 22nd Annual Austin Music Awards on Wednesday, March 17th. The 2003-2004 Music Poll, only in Austin, only in the Austin Chronicle.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
still Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. The great thing about this program is that you never have to hear it again. If you were to listen, for example, this Monday from 2 until 4 in the afternoon, this is not what you would hear. If you were to listen every Tuesday night on Co-op 91.7 FM here in Austin between 6:30 and 7 p.m., you would not hear this again. If you were to visit the webpage located at counterfolk.com/last ever, well, then actually you would hear it again. I'm not sure why you would want to do that, or why you would not want to do that. And I guess if you went to the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever, you wouldn't know either. I don't know. I don't know anything about Velcro pants. I don't know anything about corduroy. I don't know anything about Foggy. I don't have a big box. This show is not to the top. And I would not, or maybe I did, throw down everything. Nor is my email address ken@counterfolk.com.
Shoes?
Velcro.
Pants?
Corduroy.
Half shirt?
Cotton.
Goggles?
Foggy.
K-O-O-P?
Austin.
2 hours?
Got it.
Box of everything?
Big box.
Well, then let's throw down some everything.
To the top. Potluck.
Thank you.
Momentarily, you will not be listening any longer to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, normally on Tuesday nights from 6:30 until 7 p.m. Normally this Monday, and this Monday only, from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. Normally you can hear programs that have happened in the past few months, in the past few years, in the past decade. You can listen on this webpage that has the address counterfolk.com/last ever. You can listen, you can read, you can write, and you can, I encourage you, I am calling you to act. That if you're going to send me comments, that you would do so by sending email to ken@counterfolk.com. And that if you're going to listen to Potluck, you would not listen this Monday from 2 to 4, you would not listen this Tuesday from 6:30 to 7, you would not listen every Tuesday from 6:30 to 7, you would just ignore me and keep on listening in a couple minutes. And the peace word for this show
is an old